I'm Keith Peters reporting. All eyes will be on President Biden when he takes questions from the White House press corps around a half an hour from now.
The president will try to quiet doubts about his ability to serve another 4 years when he holds a rare solo press conference. It comes at a critical moment for his reelection campaign as Democrats remain uneasy about him being on the ticket after his wobbly debate performance 2 weeks ago.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker was asked if he still has confidence in President Biden for the upcoming election.
We're going to defeat Donald Trump.
Is Biden the best person to do that?
Again, I feel we're going to beat Donald Trump. I'm focused on the work at hand.
There's been flood damage in Vermont from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl that swept the northeast U.S.
Water rescues and road washouts were reported Wednesday night. More than half a dozen bridges are knocked out, and some communities are under evacuation orders. Officials said there was one death, a male from Peacham, Vermont. Residents of a six-unit apartment building in Plainfield had only 15 minutes to leave before the entire structure was swept away.
In the Great Brook, which runs into the Winooski River, I live on the second floor, and the water was coming up pretty far, so I knew that it was time to leave with my dog.
Plainfield evacuee Hillary Conant said she also had to flee rising waters a year ago.
It's like the same thing is happening over again.
I'm Jennifer King.
A proposed amendment to New York's constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes will appear on state ballots this November. Thursday's ruling from the state's highest court affirms a lower court ruling from June. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 32 points, the NASDAQ dropped 364, the S&P lower by 49. This is SRN News. An Ohio church revitalizes a baseball diamond.
Nazarene News reports that New Life Church of the Nazarene in the city of Mount Vernon, Ohio, decided to revitalize a local baseball diamond as an act of love towards the community. Located in an area known as South Vernon, Lamb Park dated back to the 1950s. The church eventually negotiated a deal with the property owners to revitalize the baseball diamond. A team of volunteers from the church put new clay on the field, repainted the dugouts, and reseeded the grass. Donations were from both the church and community leaders. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Concerned Women for America has launched the She Prays, She Votes bus tour. CWA says the bus tour is making stops in 12 key states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. CWA says it wants to motivate and activate Christians across the country to vote for men and women who champion their values. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Most stocks rose after the latest update on inflation bolstered Wall Street's belief that relief on interest rates may come as soon as September. Three out of four stocks in the S&P 500 climbed, and home builders, real estate owners, and other stocks that benefit the most from easier interest rates led the way. But slumps for NVIDIA, Tesla, and other influential stocks in the small group that's come to be known as the Magnificent Seven masked the underlying strength. The Dow was up 32 points, closing at 39,753. The NASDAQ lost 364 to 18,283. The S&P dropped 49 to 5584. New York oil rose 52 cents to $82.62 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.